you. It's a good day. Good day to be me.
7 and a half of the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the Thursday before the Friday before the Saturday, which is New Year's Eve prior to New Year's Day and the start of a new year. So it's important that we get our fitness focus straight. Andrea Metcalf, who has authored Naked Fitness, some other books as well, is here as our guru of fitness. So we ought to talk, Andrea, Jennifer and Richie and you and I and everybody listening interested in what sort of fitness resolutions may be appropriate for the new year. I was thinking about personal investment. We've talked a lot about that so far today. What sort of personal investments in your body are you willing to make? Are you willing to invest in your body in the new year? And maybe that starts with an audit of your body. Do you, when you, I know you have people that you train individually, you do so many different things, including right down to the nitty gritty, sort of putting your money where your mouth is. You work individually with people to try to help them achieve their goals. So let's say you were working with me or Richie or Jennifer or somebody that you actually have worked with to do a body audit. How does that work?
Well, I mean, first off, before I even start the audit, let me say that no investment appreciates like fitness and health for your body. You can't even put a price on it. It's priceless. But the starting point is looking in the mirror and, you know, being realistic about where you are and what you can commit to make some changes. And I've got five simple things I can tell you that once you look in the mirror and you say, yep, it's probably time for me to start moving, make some changes, get my health in order. There's five simple things I can help you with today.
And they are?
Well, the first one is just the power of five. Minimally five fruits and vegetables every single day. We do a great job of eating, but we don't do a great job of eating the high nutrient, low calorie dense
foods. The good stuff. We eat a lot, but we don't eat a lot of the good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you double that and take in 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, you'll find that you'll start to push out more of the stuff you don't need in your diet. So the first one's five fruits and vegetables a day. The next one is another five, and it's eat five meals a day. Everyone likes to eat, but just make sure that the meals are under 500 calories, and two of those snacks, which are mini meals, are under 300 calories, and you'll definitely lose weight. So five meals a day, five fruits and vegetables. The next five is 5 minutes of stretch every hour. There was a recent study that most of us heard about of how sitting can kill you. And just by simply standing up and changing the pressure on your legs, chest, heart, just that simple standing up and stretching can go a long way in preventing heart disease and helping you live longer.
All right.
Did you stand up yet?
Good stuff. Actually, I just had put my legs out in front of me, and I had begun to tighten my butt.
Good one.
All right. Push my shoulders back because I've been doing a lot of push-ups this week. So if I push my – and I went to the – yesterday I went to the acupuncturist to sort of loosen up the muscles that always from your neck to your shoulders, those are the ones that get tightened the first, don't you think?
Yeah, well, they have to hold your head in place, and most of us look forward, so those are the ones always pulling back. So that's quite true.
Stretch out your neck backwards. I'm doing that right now. Stretch your neck backwards.
Pull your chin down and start up taller.
Hold your hand high. Remember that song? Hold your head high. Remember that song?
I don't remember it.
You don't remember that? Richie's going to find it by Argent.
Argent, yeah.
A group called Argent, yeah.
You don't remember it because he's singing it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. Other than that, you'd get it.
Yeah. All right. Keep going.
Well, let me give you another five because I got two more fives to make five fives.
Yep.
The other five is 5,000 steps a day, which is a little low, almost 3 miles. And minimally, if you're getting in about 3 miles of walking a day, you're getting in about 60 minutes. And incremental exercise is just as good as long-term, you know, like 30 minutes consistently or intermittent doing it in 10-minute chunks. So wear a pedometer and count your steps. Try for 5,000 steps every day.
Wow.
And you can get an app for your smartphone that acts as a pedometer.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's so many great... I mean, if we want to talk about apps, I have just found some...
She'd
really
be the
cool
queen
things.
Of apps.
Queen of apps?
Yeah. She's, now, listen, there's nothing technologically that Andrea Metcalf doesn't have or know how to use. I'm convinced of that.
Oh,
all right,
wow.
So you got one more five, though. What's the last five?
The last five is every day listen to the Good Day Show for 5 minutes. So that you can become smarter, stronger, and happier.
No. 5 hours.
Especially on Thursdays.
5 hours of Good Day.
About
all right, so
time.
Here we do. Let's review these five fruits and vegetables every day. And review what you're doing right now. Richie, and what you've had to eat so far. Jennifer, what you've had to eat so far today.
Eating almonds and a banana.
Yep. All right.
I've had nothing so far today.
See,
so I'm even.
Good. I'm eating grapes, blackberries, blueberries, yogurt, a banana, some dried mandarin oranges. Let's see, what else is out on the counter? A couple of other little things like a Hostess cupcake.
Oh, I don't know that that's a fruit or vegetable.
That's like those four basic fruit groups, salt, fat, sugar.
All those things.
Exactly.
Right. All right, so you got to eat five meals a day if you string them out a little bit here and there. That's a pretty good there. Somebody argued that point with me, Andrea, last week or the week before that. I'm trying to remember what the conversation was, but I remember, I know, Richie, was Pam Popper, wasn't it, who said that that wasn't necessarily the right thing. You got to have three good meals and then maybe a couple of other meals in passing, if you will.
I know that whenever I've done the five meals, I eat small at 6 a.m., 9 a.m., noon, 3, and then have a regular meal, protein and vegetables at night, and then maybe a light small snack at dinner. Mm. My body works much better. Mm. I have more energy. I burn more fat. It just works much better in small meals. I'm talking about like a yogurt at 6 a.m., a banana at 9 a.m., maybe with some nuts, and then, something small like a salad or something like that for lunch, and then at 3 p.m., and it just works so much better that way. And now I just have to stick to it. That's the problem.
Right.
Schedule.
Stick to it. 5 minutes.
Scheduling. I think you're right.
It is. It's hard.
Yeah.
Scheduling.
You got to think about it. 5 minutes of stretching every hour. Now, that, to me, would be the hardest to both remember and achieve.
Just set a little timer on your phone.
Yeah,
right.
Or
if
a
I
note
had
on
one,
your computer. You can put a post-it note on your computer screen.
So that's because you guys are wrapped up in the... I don't have a phone that would give me an alarm. I don't have a clock even that works. Never mind a phone or a watch or any of that stuff. I just think you have to be conscious. You don't need all these tools. Just think about what you're doing and be conscious about it. There are lots of ways.
You know,
I can imagine any number of ways. I'm going to move the microphone up. I can stand up and do this program and do stretches at the same time.
I will tell
you. You know what you could do, Dougie?
Right.
Is tie 24 strings around your finger and just pull one off every hour.
Right. That's it. Yep. What were you saying, Richie?
This year I switched to sitting in a regular chair here in the studio to one of those big exercise balls. I sit on a 72-centimeter exercise ball. The difference in energy during the show and the 4 hours that I sit here is amazing. Mm-hmm. So if you're sitting in your office for 8 hours, sit on one of these big balls, and it's unbelievable the energy that it'll give you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good idea, Richie. I like that.
Most
people talk about substituting their chair out for a big ball, but rarely people do it. So,
Richie's got his big ball there, and he's using it.
I got my big ball.
Very good. Yeah. 5,000 steps a day. 5,000 steps a day. And that would be also difficult to achieve, it would seem to me. You got to put your mind to it. It's worth doing. Worth the effort, but under what circumstances? How do you plan 3 miles of walking a day? Or are you conscious of it? If you're in an office, you go up and down the stairs instead of take the elevator. That'd be one good thing, right?
Yeah. Well, there's so many ways to get in walking. I mean, just stand up and walk from your kitchen, from your sofa, get off the couch. So I think that's one of the easiest things. I think you'd be amazed at how many steps you actually take in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, with all your traveling, Doug. I mean, in the airport, think how many steps you take.
Oh, yeah. I think I achieve it. I think I do easily every day. And it is funny, though. I do think of you, and you can take this whatever way you want to. When I'm walking down the street, I tighten up my butt. When I walked yesterday, when I was walking, where the heck was I? I was in downtown Santa Monica, and I was going somewhere, and I had quite a ways to walk to the car, so I was tightening. I was walking with my butt tight, and actually, I had walked by an attractive woman, and I was hoping she was noticing. And then I was.
But when you do that, you walk kind of funny. I wish I was behind you with a video camera. That's going to be hilarious.
Yeah,
a little uppity.
Right,
yeah.
And also twisting your core. It's probably better if you had like 100 pounds of weight on your shoulders or something, and you were twisting around. That'd probably do something. I'm doing it right here as I'm sitting. Do something for your stomach or your abs or whatever. The lady who's the acupuncturist said that the muscles in my stomach were so strong that she has a hard time sticking the needles in them. But I don't have the abs that you do. I mean, the muscles in your stomach must be impossible. Never mind put an acupuncture. You couldn't drive a nail into them.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, but it's because that's something that you really work on as part of your overall physique. And you have to have that because you wouldn't be able to sell what you sell if you weren't a representative. Can you imagine somebody like Rich trying to sell what you're selling?
I wouldn't give you a six pack with it.
It's not. Yeah, he'd give you a six pack of Budweiser.
No, I wouldn't give you that. I wouldn't do that on my worst enemy.
Yeah. All right. Well, six pack of Heineken then, or whatever it might be.
Didn't even work.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, these are things that you can check out. Fitness resolutions for the new year. Go to Andrea's website, which is nakedfitness.com or andreametcalf.com. And to you, my dear, we wish a very happy new year. And the old cornball expression, we'll talk to you next year.
Well, I will talk to you all next year, too. And jump on Twitter on Monday night, 6:30 Central Standard Time. I'm doing a Fitness You tweet chat every Monday night.
Monday at 6:30 Eastern?
Resolutions. Everyone is at Good Day Show. And everyone else that exists as well.
All right, so why don't we'll attach that to our various and sundry ways. It's 6:30 Eastern?
6:30 Central Standard Time for an hour. Fitness U is the hashtag, F-I-T-N-E-S-S-U, and I'm here to help you. So
Fitness U. Have you done it yet? How has it gone?
Well, I've done tweet chats before, many tweet chats with Fit Studio, but this one on Monday night, I'm opening up to help anyone who's trying to check in weekly with someone on their weight or on their resolution answers and just share in that community. I know we've got a lot of experts out there that are going to be joining in, so if you need any help, we're here for you.
Wow, what a great service. That's terrific.
Yeah, very neat.
6:30 Central Time, and it's at fitnessu.com, did you say?
Hashtag FitnessU on Twitter.
All right. Richie, you got that?
I know it. I understand what she's saying.
Screw it up. Well, let's get it on our various and sundry sites so that we have it as a support.
We will tweet it.
Andrea Metcalf on Good Day at 19 past the hour.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The top of the heap is your standing at the end of the year. You're the top of the heap. I hope you are. 21 after the hour.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Was Robin, as far as I'm concerned, and Adam West is Batman. I don't give a damn about the movies. You guys are it, Bert.
In real life, Adam thinks he's Batman.
Like in real life?
Oh, no, I think he pulls on those leotards every day.
Really? How do they fit him these days?
Well, you know, thank God they're expandable.
You filthy criminals.
All right, ladies, it's time for you to dance. You ready to pick a partner, Jennifer?
Yes, sir.
Who would you pick as a partner, Richie or me?
I'd pick both of you because I would think that'd be fun.
Really? You could really dance to this then.
I could really dance. Remember when Rock was young, me and Susie had so much fun.
Video of the day today. You gotta check this out, this video, if you haven't seen it already. Go to Doug Stephan, STEPHAN.com. It's a really, I guess we would say, an angry crocodile in a zoo that decides he's had about enough of the lawnmower that was being used to trim the grass around the pool where he was. So he takes action, and you'll see the action. And most of the videos of the day are aimed, they're certainly entertaining. Some of them are fun and some of them give you something to think about. I just think this is one of those things you look at and you go, huh?
My money's on the crocodile.
Yeah, I'd never bet against the croc.
Master of his life, that crocodile is. 25 and change after the hour. You're listening to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Stephan along with Jennifer Owen. Roberta's not here today because she had a sweet 16 party for her daughter last night. Had 16 of her daughter's friends at her house. And when I got an email from her early in the morning, apparently it wasn't winding down. So it got to the point where she just had to say, okay, we're going to stow this for now. And the stowing was doing the radio program in the morning. So who knows? They could. Did you have a sweet 16 party, Jennifer? Do you remember?
You know, I didn't have a sweet 16. I had lots of sleepovers, but I don't think I had a formal sweet 16.
Well, at any rate,
they're such a big deal now, though. I mean, they get so out of control. People have like weddings. That's how big they are. Huge.
Coming, my wife being a Latina, they do the 15, the quinceañera. Yeah. And that's the
What's the significance? 15 to 16 is just coming of ages earlier.
No, I think we celebrate 16 because of the driver's license. I guess I don't know, but for them they just choose 15. I don't know what the significance of quinceañera is.
Huh? A lot of significant help for you at DougStefan.com. Warren Eckstein, our pet friend in the Better Living Box, has some foods for you to avoid, poisonous things that through the new year you're having lots to eat, things are around the house. Make sure you look at this list so that you don't poison your dog or your cat. Jennifer, I know you don't want to poison your cat. Maybe your neighbors do, but you don't want to, so to check out this list. Also, for your listening and dancing pleasure, our supermarket guru, Phil Lembert, also in the Better Living section at DougStefan.com, suggestions for food for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Now, here's a guy who is on top of the food world, the food kingdom, if you will. As the supermarket guru, he's been doing major television and radio and writing about food, studying it, sought after as a speaker around the country and around the world, because he probably knows more about food and how it's managed, how to procure it, where to go to get it, how to save money, that sort of thing. So if you want to figure all that out, save a few bucks, get good things for your New Year celebration, check out the suggestions that Phil has for you in the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Glenwood Medeiros, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Silver Star.
I received the Silver Star, which I didn't even know I had. It took them 57 years before I got it. And how I really found out about it, I went to the 2nd Division Lines on one of their reunions, and Mr. Ralph Huckley, I think it is, he looked up his records and told me I was awarded the Silver Star October 1951. I also told Ralph that I never really got any medals. I never even got a combat badge, no good conduct, nothing. The 2nd Division Lions started getting busy and found out what I had coming to me. And finally, I received a Silver Star and all my medals.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
The year is quickly coming to a close, so now's the time to prepare for the new one. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this week to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon, and we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real deals for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Coupon good through 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
After the hour, a very good day on the Good Day program. It's the Thursday edition. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side. 2020 news quiz, and keeping in line with maybe something we'll find as a theme or a thread through the new year, taking items of interest, things that we've discussed, things that we've pointed out, things that we're trying to help you with, and seeing if you really are getting it. This is a test of the Doug Steffen Emergency Broadcasting System to see whether or not you're actually listening. Do you get what we're talking about? We're here to help. So, as an example of that, Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru here on the program, shows up every week, and she suggested that there was power in a number in the last half hour. Those of you who are listening, what is the number? And give us one example of using that number, all right?
Golden rings.
Six geese a-laying. It's good for you, Jennifer.
It's my favorite.
Are we in the fifth day of Christmas? Where is this? The fifth day of Christmas, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes.
I couldn't tell you.
Synchronicity.
Yeah, it is. Synchronicity. Very good, Jen. All right, so anyway, 800. Listen to this, bah humbug. Couldn't tell you. Is that Michael? Did you the part of Michael 48 being played by Rich McFadden today?
Wouldn't the fifth day of Christmas be the 30th? When's the first day of Christmas?
First day of Christmas, 25th.
Okay.
So 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
25, 26, 27, 28, 29. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Fifth day of Christmas, Michael.
800-510-8255. What's the number? Duh. And what's an example of using that number to forward your progress in terms of fitness? All right? 800, that's pretty clear, Richie, right? 800-510-8255.
If you say so.
It's time for us to spend some time on Tim Tebow. There are two things, maybe three things. I remember the first, I didn't even know who this guy was a month ago. I even mispronounced his name.
You still barely know who he is.
Yeah. I know enough about him to be dangerous.
What position does he play? What team does he play for? And
he plays for
shortstop.
Plays for the Jaguars.
Okay, no. Close enough.
Yeah.
Right. It's an animal.
Yeah. The Broncos.
The Broncos.
Broncos. Right. And what position?
This is not important.
Quarterback, come
only,
on.
The only thing, you see, well, he saved a bunch of games, but he didn't save the game, apparently, on New Year's Eve. So Bill Maher, charming gent that he is, posted on Twitter something. I read it, I heard it, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to read this, and I'm just going to leave out the expletive. And then I thought about it when Jennifer said, oh, you're going to do that? And I said, no, you know what, maybe I'm not. Because pretty much everybody knows what he said, and you get what he's all about. A lot of people are calling for a boycott of HBO, but is what he, I mean, this is what Maher is about. That's why he has an audience. There's something for everybody in the world, including people that like him. So let him have his audience and let him do his thing. I remember seeing the movie he produced 3 or 4 years ago called Religiosity. Frankly, I thought it was a very good movie. It kind of hit the nail on the head.
Even if you're not going to read it, tell people what he did so that they can understand why people are mad at Maher.
Well, what he did was take the Lord's name in vain and use an expletive with it that begins with an F and reference Tebow and sort of correlate him to Hitler. There was a Hitler reference, and it was just pretty ugly. I mean, we can play, Richie, we've got the audio of it, and I can go back and find the exact words, but the whole idea of me not reading it, you know, gets to the point of, do I want to have that stuff on the
right.
air?
Right. No, it's...
it just is gross.
It's gritty.
Vulgar.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be something that I would want to support. However, I do support Maher's right to become a jerk and come across as a jerk. And if people want to listen to him because they like him being a jerk, that's swell. It's just, you know, okay, what do we do about it? And would you support people who think we ought to boycott HBO, 800-510-8255? I think the people who are boycotting his program aren't the ones that be watching it anyway. So
right.
What's the point?
Well, they're boycotting HBO.
Yeah.
I may have HBO, but hate to watch Bill Maher and not watch him at all. And then think,
I watch him.
Okay,
to get annoyed.
Yeah.
Much as anything else.
Nah,
but he has some good guests on once in a while.
I have no time for him.
Yeah. Anyway.
But, listen, the guy's a comedian.
Well,
and right. The market will take care of it.
Yes.
People will ignore
Bill
Maher or watch Bill Maher.
Yep.
And if he has enough to watch him, he'll be around. If he doesn't, he'll go away. So if you don't like him, don't watch him, and he'll go away.
Yeah, that's all. Now, but he's not going to go away because a lot of people watch him because they like his shtick. And so be it. He's religiously intolerant, according to some people. Yeah, whatever. It's worth some scrutiny, and so therefore we give it a little bit of time here at 800-510-8255. Now, the other thing that I wanted you to imagine, as we've learned a little bit more about Mr. Tebow, there are a lot of people who would like, there's a survey out, Richie, end of year, surveys about everything. Who would you like to be your next door neighbor?
Who would
George
I like
Clooney.
To...
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can pick that.
It's okay.
Does this person have a pool?
Well, no, I'm just, I could be your next door neighbor. Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah. How would it be if you and I were next door neighbors? How do you think
that
would work out?
Rich would be an awesome next door neighbor because he hangs out with his neighbors and they do parties.
Yeah, but what about me? Would I be a good next door neighbor?
You're kind of more to yourself.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd be as, I
and
think
you create
be kind
a lot
of
dust.
Yeah.
Right, and smell.
And
flies.
And the cows and whatnot.
Right, yeah.
Although you would be convenient so I could go get milk. That would be nice.
You know who I'd want to be my next door neighbor?
Right.
Who?
Jay Leno.
Yeah, he'd be cool.
He'd be fun. And he has cars.
I want to hang out in his garage.
Okay, so there's a year-end celebrity neighbor survey. 1,000 adults were surveyed by Gallup, and the winner of the contest is Tim Tebow.
Oh, that's nice.
11% of the participants... let's see here. I'm going through some of the other people. Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, Charlie Sheen, Lindsay Lohan, Kim Kardashian came at the other end of the spectrum, Richie. They were the worst possible neighbors versus the ones that are on the top of the list, and they include Jennifer and George Clooney, as you've suggested, and Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt. And at the top of the list is this guy, Tim Tebow. So, under the circumstances, you're learning something. I would not have known who this guy is prior to all of the discussion about his religiosity. If that makes him better at his game, God bless him. Anything, I've been very consistent for many years about this, anything that makes your life better, then you ought to acknowledge it in whatever way you want to, whether it's a person, whether it's a place, if it's a thing, whatever it is, you need to know and acknowledge what that is and take care of it, nurture it, water it, whatever you do, whatever is the master of your betterment in life, God bless it. That's all I can tell you. And if Tebow's belief in Jesus makes him a better player, you know, so he's done, what was it, 8 games he saved, Richie? How many games did he save?
Seven or eight.
Yeah. 7 or 8 games. Okay. So he didn't pull it out on Christmas Eve, and that's when...
He had lost the game the week before, too. So,
oh, he did.
Yeah.
It was his fault the game was lost? Or was it just they didn't play well?
The team is not very good, and he is really good.
Okay.
Right. But
so
he can't do it all.
But he threw a bunch of interceptions.
I mean, is it fair to give him all the credit or to give him all of the shaft?
It was the ones where he got the credit, it was a miracle.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it truly was.
Seven times?
They shouldn't have won those games.
7 times?
Well, I mean, at least 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah, but not 7. Something else is going on if he wins 7. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Maybe? Is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Richard is calling to go back to the last half hour, I'm guessing. Hi, Richard. Welcome to Good Day. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All that good stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Richard is gone. So let's try Linda. Huh.
Nice going, Richard. After all of that, bah humbug.
They're talking about your fives.
Yeah, right. We're going back to this premise that there are 5 things. What did you say, Jennifer?
That was the answer.
Oh.
What was?
Linda, what's the answer?
No, but we're going to take one of those fives. Hello.
Oh, hi. Happy
hi.
New Year.
And
oh,
you too.
Five. It was 5 vegetables a day. Get up. Yep. Once an hour and stretch 5
yep.
times. I was trying to remember because I wanted to do them all.
Yeah. 5 meals a day.
5,000 steps.
Yes, correct. And 5 hours.
What were the other?
5 hours of the Good Day program.
That's right. Listen to the
Yes, I do remember 5
now,
hours.
Now listen to how her voice goes down
meals.
When she says that. Wait a minute. Just a second here. Your voice went down when you said
like,
that. You were upbeat off with
like,
all the
oh,
others.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then your voice
oh,
went
down. No, I didn't.
Down.
I listen to you every day, and I would like Willie Nelson living next to me, and I wouldn't want Kim Kardashian living next to me.
You might find Willie Nelson up on your roof smoking pot one day.
I was going to say, are you going to go to his house often?
I'd like the guy that played with Cher in the movie Mask, who I love, and I can't even remember
Nicolas
his name.
Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
No, an older guy.
Oh, Danny Aiello.
Oh, him.
No, in Mask with Cher. Oh, I can't think of his name.
Are you sure it's not Danny Aiello?
No.
What role did he play?
Well, there was the young kid with a face problem and Cher, and then him, the boyfriend. He rode a motorcycle.
Oh, Sam Elliott.
Oh.
Sam okay. Elliott, of
Sam
course.
Elliott.
See, I really need that exercise
badly. I'm seeing a theme here. Sam Elliott and Willie Nelson?
Sam Elliott or Willie Nelson. Well, I'm an old lady, so...
It's all right.
You're a hot one, though.
Sound like you're okay. You're all right in that book. All right, hold on just a second. We're going to take good care of you in the new year with lots of good things on Good Day.
Right.
And we'll also send you our, I think, it's a supply of food, Supply Depot food, Richie. Why don't we do that? All right,
yeah,
so Karen. Where's Karen? Hello, Karen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So you have other items from the five. Actually, we've gone through all of them. So,
no, I was calling about the Tim Tebow comment.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead. Bill Maher, yep.
You know, I think that's exactly what people who are boycotting are doing. They're using our market system to express their beliefs and to try to influence our culture. You know, we don't want the government censoring, but we do have to have people that are willing to stand up for what they believe in and encourage others to do it, or we lose.
Yeah, that's the marketplace of ideas.
That's exactly the marketplace, and that's what boycotting is all about.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we boycott from the minor things, but I do think there comes a point where we as a society have to stand up and say, you know what? We don't tolerate making fun of and humiliating and putting people down for doing good things. I mean, we have so many problems in our athletic world, so many concerns and worries about, you know, molestation of children and using your role of authority to cause harm. But we're going to have somebody like Bill Maher making fun of a guy who's doing his job, and he's taking his role model seriously.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, have him flagrantly blast a religion that our country, as a majority, upholds, and to use such a profane word. You know, we've gotten as a world where we use such profanity and such profane, vulgar language, and we don't understand why our kids don't even recognize those words as profane because it's on Comedy Central. Yeah. And they see it everywhere. I think it's time we stood up. So I laud the boycotters. I say, good for you.
We praise
Take
them.
Take a stand.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. That lady, I think, could go on and run her own talk
program. She's got it.
Terry, let's hear from you for a quick moment. Hi.
Well, I can't add too much to what she said. What I told the call screener was that the people who are atheists keep telling us Christians that you don't need God to have morals, that you can be a good person without having God. But it seems like those people are the most hateful and most profane and most rude and most disgusting people.
A lot of people who are, as you've described, are angry people for whatever the reason. It may be that this point doesn't speak to your point. You might find people who you would like who believe, and I may be one of them, that not necessarily religion in and of itself, but God and that concept of a supreme being and whatever the force, however you want to refer to it, does help, if not, if we understand what life is about, or understanding what your life is all about, what makes your life better, if going to church or a synagogue or a mosque makes your life better, or following some of the tenets that come from those items that are preached by those in various religions, that's great. And the point I think that you're making is the religious intolerance or intolerance for other people's points of view. Forget religious intolerance, just intolerance for other people's points of view. You see it all the time with right-wing Republicans and left-leaning liberals in our country. It's the same thing. You encounter it all the time, the intolerance for an idea that doesn't agree with what you agree with. And it's unacceptable to most people who think, but it is a part of our way of life and therefore makes for good conversation. Glad you called, sir. Happy New Year to you. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Ken, in 30 seconds here on Good Day.
Food trends come and go, but one trend that's here to stay is the importance of whole grain. In fact, the Dietary Guidelines recommendation states that at least half of your grain intake should be whole grain. But given the ever-changing nature of health trends, it can be confusing for shoppers to translate what they read on food labels to their nutritional needs. Nutritionist Keith Ayub has tips on what to look for.
You can incorporate whole grain into your diet without sacrificing taste, and it starts by making the right supermarket choices. So get cues from the front of the box, but make sure to look deeper on the nutrition panel. For a great start to the day, I recommend breakfast cereals that have the words whole grain listed as the first ingredient on the ingredient list.
Starting in January, more than 50 cereals with the white check, including Honey Nut Cheerios and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, will have more whole grain than any other single ingredient, with the same great taste. For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit WholeGrainNation.com.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here to understand or help us understand how paper towels may or may not be good for us.
American Journal of Infection Control, Doug, this week discovered that paper towels, especially the recycled ones, you see them in the airport, these have extra levels of bacteria on them. Don't panic immediately. This is especially for people who have immune systems, which are problems. But it means that you may think twice about using those recycled ones.
Yeah. I don't want to. There's nothing about those things. The things that go around in the machine.
Exactly.
Ew, those freak me out.
Hi, good news for those who understand the benefits of omega-3s, Ken.
This is good news out of the Medical Journal of Neurology. Doug, older adults, the average age in the study was 87, but it is important for us to plan far in advance. Older adults with high levels of omega-3 fatty acids and the vitamins, it's easy to remember, B, C, D, and E, just go in order after A. B, C, D, and E in their blood perform better on certain measures of thinking abilities and also tended to have larger brain volumes. The important thing in the study is it was an observational study. It didn't actually look at going forward, giving one group the vitamins and none.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I make quick work of this, something that's familiar to most people listening to a radio station or who have listened to music over the last 30, 40 years. A song is extraordinarily popular and still sounds cool today. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. B.J. Thomas sang this from the number one movie in 1969, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. This also was the number one song for the year 1969. So number one movie, number one song from 1969. Very cool.
Massive hit.
It's wonderful. It's great.
But, you know, let me interject here. You know, that movie, the tone of that film and this scene were very different. A lot of people at the time always felt that that scene was sort of misplaced or awkward. But it worked.
Yeah,
with that song, it just worked.
Yeah. It showed the friendship. Catherine Ross, speaking of Sam Elliott, the wife of Sam Elliott, was Catherine. I think wasn't that the name of her character, Catherine, in the movie?
That I don't remember.
Jennifer, have you ever seen that movie as a 30-something?
No.
Yeah. Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
I want to though. It's
rent
on my bucket
list this weekend.
Do you recognize that song?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah, you should watch it. It's a good movie.
Go see that movie. Get that movie somehow. Actually, you ought to go to Stroudsburg where Chuck is, and you ought to play it some Friday night when he takes over the movie theater at midnight.
I would love that. And Chuck, we could hold hands and stuff and share popcorn. It would be so fun.
All right. Speaking of holding hands.
Not like in a romantic way.
We have a movie that was one of those hand-holding movies. This is a chick flick from 2001. Ought to be fairly easy. That's what I say, ought to be. Let's see how you do your work. 800-510-8255 for a swell prize. If you have not won before in Movie Moments ever, then you identify this movie and you'll get the swell prize. Here's the first clip.
Resolution number one. Obviously, we'll lose 20 pounds.
Got it. I know.
Yeah, come on now.
It's so cute. Doug and I have the same taste in movies.
Got it. 800-510-8255. Next clip, Richie.
We'll find nice, sensible boyfriend to go out with and not continue to form romantic attachments to any of the following. Alcoholics, workaholics, commitment phobics, peeping toms, megalomaniacs, or perverts.
This may have been the first movie where we really got to know Colin Firth. Do you think, Chucker?
Love Actually, too, right?
Was after this, though. This is 2001. Love Actually was 04, 05, somewhere in there. Yeah.
Colin Firth is dreamy.
Yeah, not in a new movie. You won't like him. This is a movie where the Tinker Tailor soldier, sailor, whatever it is, he's the baddie. All right, let's get the last clip, Richie.
I had to make sure that next year I wouldn't end up listening to Sad FM, easy listening for the over 30s. I decided to take control of my life.
I love that.
And start a diary.
Yeah, okay, that's a gimme. 800-510, I love that clip, though. That's so wonderful to somebody who's in radio. That's smooth music. Even in England, they have the same. They use the same jargon in England that we do here. Music, less talk, all that stuff.
Just a better accent.
Right. All right, 800-510-8255. Chucker has some movie news for us in a moment on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusion supply.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Hi, Chucker. What do we have in the music news? In the movie news department?
One bit of news here, Doug. With the both strong critical and box office success of Mission Impossible 4, Ghost Protocol, Paramount Pictures reportedly looking to fast-track a fifth installment in that franchise. This installment is on target to do about $450 or $500 million worldwide on a budget of $140. So that's no surprise. Tom Cruise, no doubt, will once again star. But the biggest, really, the biggest, surprise here in this installment is director Brad Bird, a guy who directed the animated films The Incredibles and Ratatouille. This is his first live-action film. He immediately rises as Hollywood's most sought-after action director.
Yeah.
This guy's a major, major talent.
And that'd be good for him. Well, good for him. And I hope he has a happy new year. Cruise is, because he gets a percentage of the take. He doesn't get a salary. He gets a piece of the action. Here's Bob with the idea that movie. Go ahead, Bob. What do we have?
The Diary of Bridget Jones.
Yes, sir. Bridget Jones' Diary gets you the prize. Thank you. And Chucker, happy New Year. Talk to you tomorrow, 59 after the hour on Good Day.